Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with Professor Josiah Osgood. Uncommon Wrath is the new book. It is plot heavy. Of the rivalry between Caesar, born 100, and Cato, born 95 BCE. Cato is dead. Caesar will be assassinated, famously, infamously, by a conspiracy that has one of its members, Brutus, who Caesar pardoned on the field. Brutus, the son of Servilia, who was Caesar's most successful affair in all of his years in Rome. However, that isn't what is of interest to the poets, and the professor provides a quick summary of how Cato's death becomes the important dramatic teaching moment. Professor, it's extremely important to emphasize here, I do not know these poets. You have the Latin, I do not. But Horace, Virgil, Livy, Sallust, Seneca, Lucan, Tacitus, the historian, all turn drama about Cato. What is it that they see? Is there a uniform opinion of Cato?
Yeah, so Cato, a difficult man in his life, became almost a kind of saint after he passed from the scene. And Julius Caesar, part of this was that Julius Caesar assumed a permanent dictatorship and sort of became the example of the tyrant, the ultimate tyrant in Roman history. So even though Caesar won and, you know, in some ways read the future of Rome more accurately, Cato became the darling of all the literary figures whom you mentioned. And it started even before these famous poets like Virgil, who wrote the epic of Rome's foundation, the Aeneid, but it even started actually right after Cato died, when there was kind of a pamphlet war over Cato's death. And Cicero wrote a very praiseworthy biography. Caesar was annoyed, and he wrote a very large work. It was actually two scrolls thick, trashing Cato, called Anti-Cato, his attack on Cato. So that kind of got this debate started. And later authors waded in and they really saw Cato as a sort of noble almost because he lost, right? Rather than sort of a loser for that reason, and somebody who stayed true to his principles no matter what. And this made him an appealing figure, for example, to dissidents under the Roman emperors who thought that they could at least retain some dignity by staying true to their principles, even if they lost power politically, even if they were forced to commit suicide after being convicted of a crime.
Yes, I like the one I'm attracted to is Sallust, because he puts Catiline in hell. I'm following your reporting. And Cato is seen, you say saint, almost a judge of men. And Augustus is there because of the success of Octavian to become the emperor, Augustus representing, I guess, law and order. But it's important to mention that Cato's influence extends to Augustus. You make the very careful presentation that Augustus, while being the imperator Caesar, is also a Cato-like man of reform. How so?
Yeah. So on this shield of Aeneas, right, which is supposed to show the future of Roman history, Cato is there in Elysium, in the paradise of the underworld, giving justice. And that very much is the image, is the inspiration, that his ideas about fair government for the provincials. In fairness, we have to say Cato saw the future too, right? And if we think about the Roman peace, that came with Augustus, right? A key part of that was really fewer of these wars. And Cato had sort of glimpsed that future too, right? Where it won't be the powerful politicians carving up empire as a game for themselves at the expense of ordinary people. So you can say Augustus, perhaps was somewhat cynical in his use of the memory of Cato, but he had that urge for reform.
Nero, a successor to, well, there's Augustus, there's Tiberius, there's Caligula, and there's a Nero. Claudius is in between. Sorry, I didn't mean to leave Claudius out. But Nero, this is now the middle of the first century AD. Nero takes office at 16. He is a rascal, not only burning Rome, but he murdered his mother, his own mother, Agrippina. However, Nero has people who resist him. I believe there's one senator who resists him, a cult of Cato. And there's a very famous poet, Lucan, who resists Nero. But they both commit suicide. So does suicide become the memory of Cato is about suicide? How do they interpret this, Professor? We've got less than a minute.
Yeah, it became, especially under Nero, right, when there are sort of these dissidents, right, it became a question, how will you achieve glory? How will you achieve lasting fame? And Cato's suicide seemed an inspiration, right? This is a way that you can assert control over your end. You can die with your friends. You can make some kind of noble statement right before you die. You can sort of at least achieve some glory that way. So that's why Cato's suicide became so inspirational. You can kind of think about it almost as a sort of form of martyrdom. Cato established kind of a Roman way of becoming a martyr.
And seen as the final word that the tyrant cannot best. The professor ends with a quotation that is extremely helpful to understand why 2,000 years later, there are many who come to these pages and understand the contest between a reformer and a tyrant. And what use is it to ask the gods to end it? The peace we long for brings a master. That's a ringing irony, Professor, you end your book with. Did you smile when you found that quote?
Yeah, so that is from Lucan, who wrote an epic, fashionable poet under Nero. He was friends with Nero. He wrote an epic about the Civil War,
right?
About the rivalry of Caesar and Cato. He saw Cato as the hero, but Rome's terrible fate was permanent tyranny under the emperors.
The peace we long for brings a master. Professor Josiah Osgood, the book tells the story of Cato and Caesar, both dead of their own ambitions. Uncommon Wrath. I'm John Besh.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LifeLock and use promo code iHeart or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.